Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marni Mirazi Sheyichyu, and it should also be schus for Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Shein Lachana Bats Malka, and for Rachel Bas Geula, and for Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, and Eli Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmur, Chana Bats Geula, Matzat Chana Bats Meir Zev, and Daniela Shena Bats Rabbi Yishua Falik. And the entire world should be Noshe B'Tshuas Olamim. We're going to be discussing Emir Tzashem Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. We have a whole series of Shiurim that we'd like to give on this Mizmor. And this Shiur is going to be based on the wonderful Sefer. It's really on my list of favorite Svarim. It's quite high up. Of Harav Shlomo Varman, Zichrono Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Henk, Yeshiva de Nassau County. And he had a multi-volume set, the Sheiris Yosef, with other Sfarim as well. This is in Chelek Dalet, in Simen Nun Aleph. We say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tzabayis LeDavid, a song for the rededication of the house of David, house to David. I will exalt God, because he raised me up, and my enemies won't be happy, etc., etc. We all know it, we've said it thousands of times. So the Achronim note that this whole perek is talking about David HaMelech thanking God that he was redeemed from his tzaras. So that therefore begs the question, what's the kesher between Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, which is the koteret, which is the headline of this perek, and the whole mizmor? The whole mizmor is miyusad on this pasuk of Chanukah Sabayis. What is it with Chanukah Sabayis? It's talking about David being saved from his tzaras. So Rav Amram says as follows. He gives it a lumdish mahalach. It says in Rashi in Zvachim Daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph that even Shlomo HaMelech bana es habayis. Even though Shlomo HaMelech was the one who built the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, it was David who was Mekadesh the Ritzbah. David HaMelech sanctified the ground B'shtei Todos U'B'Shir, and with two carbon todas and a song, Shir Shel Pagayim. And it tells us there, he brings to the Yerushalmi and Shavuos that the Kiddush was Kedin Kiddush HaAzara. The Kiddush was Kedin Kiddush HaAzara. That David HaMelech sanctified it like you would be sanctified the Azara. And how do you sanctify the Azara? Melech, Navi, or Emetumim, Sanhedrin. Like it says in Shavuos Yedalad Amar Aleph. But David said Melech, but God said Navi, you need it all. So why did the Kiddush HaZara of David help to be Mekadesh the Ritzbah? And the answer is, Alts Din Melech, because he had a Din Melech. So that's what gave him the right to be Mekadesh the HaZara with Shtei Todos in the Shir Shel Pagayim, the 91st chapter of the book of Psalms. And he did it b'taras melech shvuas tesvav amir aleph. It says ein azara miskadeshes ela b'shiyari mincha. The azara is only sanctified with mincha. You need a carbon mincha. And the Tosis asks that according to the Mandamar and Zvachim Kufir Gimel, that there's no mincha nabama, how's it miskadish? Because right now, before you're makadish, the azara does a din bama. And there is no mincha nabama. It's a catch 22. You can't sanctify it unless you bring a mincha, but you can't bring a mincha because it's a bama. So how are you sanctifying the azara? The Mandi Omar ain't mincha bebama. So Agon Rav Eliezer Silver suggested that maybe by being Mekadesh the Ritzbah, David was poel to remove the din bama from this place, since he had a din melech. Als din melech, he could make this ois bama and be mekadesh the ritzpa. So David's mekadesh the ritzpa. Now it no longer has a din bama, and then you can bring the mincha. It's pretty cool. In the Anfei Erez, in Rav Silver's Sefer, in Chelek Beis, he suggests that maybe the bamas became usur already after the Kiddush HaRitzpa. In Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Hayamim Asher Molach David Al Yisrael Arbaim Shana B'Chevron Molach Sheva Al Yisrael Arbaim Shana B'Chevron Molach Sheva Shanim Yishalayim Molach Shleshim B'Shalosh Shanim. So it says in Melachim Aleph Perak Aleph that King David ruled on the over the Jewish people 40 years in Hebron, 40 years in Hebron, 7 years, and in Jerusalem, 33 years. Shmuel Beis Parakei, it says that he ruled in Hebron, excuse the English, 7.5 years, 7 years and 6 months. So which one is it? 7 years that he ruled in Yerushalayim, or 7 years and 6 months? Hebron, he ruled for 7 years, or 7 years and 6 months? So the Gemara concludes that these 6 months were not counted in the Pasuk in Malachim because Nitzareya. David HaMelech became a Mitzareya. And Rashi says, Lo haisa malchusa shleima mishim she Nitzareya osam shisha chadoshim. At those 6 months, he didn't have a complete malchus because he was a Mitzareya. Echronim explained, based on the Gemara in Horius, and the Yudam and Aleph, Asher Nosi Yechto, Prat Lenoshis Nosi Shenitzdareya. Shenemar Vayinaga Hashem Es HaMelech, Vayhi Mitzora Ad Yomoso, Vyese Bebaitzchov HaChovshis, Rashi's Nashe Chovshi Min HaMalchus Kehed Yodom, Yveinom Ov Yisoyer. That when a Nosi sins, he brings a sayer, but that excludes a nasi who becomes a mitzora, because it says that he got tzaras and he sat vayinaga Hashem es hamelech. This melech was Uziyahu, and he was a mitzora until his day of death. And he sat bebeis hachovshis, v'yosam ben hamelech, v'yosam ben hamelech alabayis. So then he had Yosam ruling. So, what does it mean? Bebeis chovshis. So Rashi there explains that the nasa chovshi min hamalchus kehed yadam. He was free from being king. He was like a non-king. He was like a regular citizen, and he doesn't bring a sire. He doesn't bring a sire like a nasi. That's the animal the nasi brings on a sin. And he doesn't, because when he's a mitzora, that's not his status. So too, David HaMelech. In those days that David HaMelech, that King David, was considered, was a mitzora, so that wasn't, he wasn't bringing the carbon of a regular king. Of a regular nasi, because he had tzaras, and therefore the pasuk doesn't include those 6 months. He never din melech. Ube'emes, there's another reason David HaMelech wasn't king in those 6 months. Famous Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Horius, Perak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that those 6 months that are not listed, that are not enumerated, were the 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from Absalom, from his son Avshalom. And the Gemara says that in those 6 months, he would bring a Seira, not a Sawyer like a Nasi. He'd bring a Seira like a Hedyot, a female goat. And the Gilyan Ashas says that those 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom were the same 6 months that he got Saras. So he was Miskaper Kehedyot because of his Saras. So he puts the two together, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, that those 6 months are enumerated. Those 6 months he was both running away from his son and he had Saras. In the Sefer Parashas Drochim in the Derech HaMelech in the 11th and 12th Drush, he says that because he ran away from Avshalom alone, he already lost the Din Melech because the nation was following Avshalom, and he also brings like that from the Radak. In the Sefer Shar HaMelech, Shar Yosef of the Chido, he brings the name of the Meiri, She'en lo Din Shel Nasi Elabot Shu Machzik B'Malchuso. He only has a Din Nasi when he's holding on to his Malchus. And so in the Avnei Nezer, in Yeridei and Shin Yud Beis, Oz Tesvav. So according to this, in those 6 months, he didn't have a Din Melech. Two reasons. One is Meridas Avshalom, and the other is Tsaras. And like we saw, that just running away from Avshalom alone is enough to be Mafkia from him the Din Melech. And therefore he'd be Miskabri B'Seira Kehedyot. And when Avshalom was killed and he was Misrapi Mitzaras, he came back to his Malchus. So if not for being Nigal Mitzarosa of the Nitzachon al Avshalom and being healed from his Tzaras, he wouldn't have a Din Melech. He wouldn't have been able to Mekadish the Ritzbah to remove the Din Bama from the place that requires a Melech. And it's Mefurish like that in the Yerushalmi and the Pasuk Vayal David Devar God, that after Avshalom, only after Avshalom was killed, then he came back to being a Melech and he could sanctify the Beis HaMikdosh. As we see there, that afterwards he meets Arvina and he buys the Makom HaMikdash v'chule v'chule, buys the Goren. So now we understand very well that David HaMelech said Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis b'nogei l'gulos l'tzarosav, but that Chanukas Habayis that David had a chelek in when he was Mekadish the Ritzba was only because David was Chozel Malchuso and he has a Din Melech, and therefore he says Armim Hashem Kidlisana V'Losimach Tovayli, Avshalom didn't beat me, Shivati Alecha V'Tir Pa'eni, you were Mekavo my Tfila, you were Merapi me, you were Mapri me from my Tzaras. So I overcame my enemies, I overcame my Tzaras, I was Mekadish the Ritzba, Chanukah Sabayis L'David. He changed the misbeit of Harigas of Shalom to his Mochol, and now he could go back to his Mamlocha. And also, he was merapping him. From his Tzaras, a Metzorah has a Din Ovel, like we see in the Rambam. And now he can remove his sack of Avelus, of mourning. Pitachta Saki, I'm removing my sack of Avelus. Vatazreni Simcha, the Simcha's Beis HaMikdash. Now I'm king again. I have a chelek in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is, I could sanctify the Beis HaMikdash, prepare it for its for its future building. So that's the one possible Mahalach. In this Mizmor Shir Chanukos Habayis LeDavid. Okay, so we want to understand what the Geula from his Tzaras has to do with the Chanukos Habayis, and we see it's only because he was redeemed from his Tzaras could he sanctify it and enable the Beis HaMikdash to become that holy place of service of God. So, Mir Tashem, in future Shi'urim, we will explore other avenues in the Havan of this Perek. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.